Welcome to episode 117, Hellbass Bass Fishing Podcast. Today, we're talking with AJ Mendy of Horseshoe Customs, and he's going to give us some good tips on how to get into bait making, how he got started. We talk bass fishing tournaments, qualifier for the nation, a bunch of other topics, and overall, just some good fun fishing talk tonight. Enjoy the episode.
This week, the Hellbass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLBASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less.
All right, here we are. We're back at it. Hellbass Live on our good old Wednesday night. Excited to be back after a week off. Ready to talk some fishing with everybody tonight. We've got AJ Linder joining the show tonight. Multi-species specialists. We're going to talk summer lake trout tactics.
Yep.
Not really, but we're going to get into tackle talk tonight. How's that sound? Are you ready to talk some tackle tonight, AJ?
Yep. Yep. Not can't talk too much.
You just lost your sound again somehow. Maybe it's your earbuds.
How about now?
We're good.
Okay.
All right. Ditch the wireless earbuds. I did see we have a special guest tonight. We got Dustin Taylor. No prison tonight. He's not working, so he's here at the beginning promptly. Dustin's a member. Awesome to see so many members in here. Daniel, Darius, a lot of the regulars. AJ, are you a member now? Did you win one of the memberships last week?
I think you've been a member.
You've been a member, but I feel like I renewed you last week. But anyways, so longtime listener, first time caller. AJ has been a member, a contributor, but it's first time on the stream. And AJ is with Horseshoe Customs Tackle. Is that what we call ourselves these days?
Yep.
And, that's your full time gig, right? You basically do custom tackle, painting baits, and that's how you keep the lights on, right? And put gas in the rig.
Yep. Pay boaters.
Yeah, just gotta ditch those. They're not gonna work. I don't think. Now you're muted.
How about now?
We're good. James Hall says first time live. Stocked. I'm sure you're stoked as well, James. What's going on, Nick? Lots of familiar faces, but yeah, we can't hear you, AJ. What is going on with your computer? It's like it works great and then it disappears. Yeah, AJ is if you watch the Tackle Craft, you'll see AJ lurking on Instagram and YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good now?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I think I'm using my girlfriend's computer, and I think her AirPods are connecting. We're trying to connect.
That could get really awkward. Like if all of a sudden she's like,
talking on here, yes.
I'm sure she'd be doing nothing improper, but like, yeah. So just turn the Bluetooth off. We're just going to go with raw audio. We should be good. All right. Awesome. Yeah. Familiar faces, familiar tags, whatever. See, Daniel T is using his 10-month member for 10 months. Shout out to Daniel. I wish I could put that up on the screen, but I can't pull that up on the StreamYard. But that's awesome, Daniel. Several people that are probably closing in on that mark. That's awesome to see. But we're going to have some fun, talk about tackle, a few other things. And just general, how long have you been full-time tackle making now? As you mute yourself and I ask you a question, AJ. I think you got the mute turned on your side right now.
There. No.
Yeah. So how long have you been at it?
I've been painting for about 4 years. I've been full-time for 2 years.
Nice.
So
what did you do before that you gave up? What glorious career did you give up to paint full-time?
I was a store manager for a Western store, so I was working retail. I did a little bit of like the buying side too. We were, a fairly big company, about $12 million a year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's like going to the shows, and that's kind of the funny thing, like ICAST, and I'm probably in the minority of, I think people shouldn't be, the public shouldn't be allowed because of that, because I've been to industry shows like that. But, I mean, nothing too glamorous. I didn't give up some big gig to come start doing this. It was just kind of one of those things that I was getting tired of that, and I started doing this on the side. I wanted to go to weekends. I didn't fish any tournaments or anything because I worked every other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something I kind of slowly transitioned into.
Nice. Make your own hours.
Yeah.
All that great stuff. Welcome back, Backlash Pro. I believe that's a renewal on your membership. I feel like you were a member before. I could be wrong. But welcome to Team Hella. Travis Nelson, are you originally from Omaha?
I am originally from Omaha. Then I moved to Lincoln for a while, went to school and started working, then moved back to Omaha just last year, a little over a year ago.
So by default, does that make you a giant Huskers fan? Or?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Not Creighton either.
So we got the Devin checking in with the wisecracks already.
Yep, that's good. Good to know.
Critical Gravy with the hard-hitting questions. Where can we buy your baits and lures?
HorseshoeTackle.com.
Yeah, so I can share that up on the screen to show you guys quick. So there's AJ's website. And he's actually got a little bit of a summer sale. He's got some stuff that he's already got painted. Some of it's marked down. Some pretty reasonable custom painted baits here. A lot of cool stuff. We're not going to go through it all, but he's got some good looking baits. And if you, I was actually looking at the stoop. I thought your stupid tube jig heads looked pretty good. I might have to try some of these. That did not work. What happened there? There it is. I feel like those look pretty decent.
Yeah, they work well. The hook I picked is specifically, I thought I had one sitting here. It's a wide, wide gap hook. So it comes out. You don't miss that many fish out of it. As far as stupid tubes go, because you do just miss fish, and you, just a fact of it. But having that real wide gap helps.
Yeah, I don't miss a lot of fish on stupid tubes, to be honest.
I had down at the water. I had problems with it. I missed several fish on it, or lost fish on it.
Frank Jr. says he likes your work.
Oh, nice! Thanks, Frank.
Fishing LC says he likes your clearish craws.
Yeah, those are some of my favorite to do.
Yeah, how do we get to the secret section?
You don't. That way I can keep a website running.
Is there like a secret handshake? Or if you send DMs, can you get to the explicit stuff?
I won't even do it DMs, no.
Wow. Will you trade? You won't even like back alley stuff? Like boat ramps? Like,
I mean, I might leave it in somebody's boat.
Untraceable? You can't have like a breadcrumb trail to Yeah, so I thought those looked good. Obviously you got some good looking. I think you're kinda like a lot of people are kind of signature. I feel like your craws are kind of like some of your more popular patterns, a lot of your rock crawlers and things like that.
Yep, definitely.
So, yeah, that's where it is. Critical Gravy, as you asked. So we might peer back on that at some point. Oh, that's too much. Yeah, no secret password. AJ is very straight laced. He's very by the book. Although that he does have a different job burner Instagram account, so you can follow him on Cheap Bass, Horseshoe Custom. He's got lots of secret accounts.
Yeah, Cheap Bass is so hopefully other people will buy stuff and I won't have to.
Here's an interesting question. So how much of the stuff are you painting are like kind of, I don't know, with generic bodies or like, are you getting them clear or are you buying like retail baits and then like stripping them and painting them? Like what is a lot of, because like a lot of these are like rock crawlers and stuff like that. Like what is the.
Anymore, I'm kind of getting away from doing any blanks. The guy I used to buy my blanks from just closed the doors. He had the best quality blanks. I mean, by far, like anything you buy was going to be top shelf. I mean, just as good as anything you can buy, you know, for the most part, you know, at the store. So since that, I don't want to go searching for, again, to go find quality blanks to do this. So I kind of been getting rid of what I have and I'm just transitioning now into everything off the shelf. So you'll see like the rock crawlers. That's kind of my bread and butter. I sell a lot of those. Then like KVD 1.5, Super Spooks, stuff like that. And a lot of them, like those three anyways, they all come in clear. So I can buy it clear to start, which is nice.
When they come clear, they come with hooks and split rings on them?
Yep, and at the same price.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that nobody's like done that. You would think maybe there's not a big enough market to do it, but like it's actually less, even if they charge. I mean, if they came without hooks and split rings and they were the same price, wouldn't you still prefer that?
Yeah. I mean, I got a buddy that owns a company out of Nebraska here, Walleye Nation Creations, and they sell blanks and they do a ton of, like, you know, custom walleye painting stuff, and they sell them with the hooks off. They're in the package, but off, which is nice. It's at least one step I don't have to do.
I don't know. I might have an inside line here for you from Frank Jr. If you want to start getting into painting some Normans and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, if I can get cleared Normans, I'd definitely do that.
There you go. Frank, slide into the Horseshoe Custom DMs. Let's get this pipeline going. Then you can use the BTL discount code.
Yeah.
So I guess I was just about to say literally before that, unless like a really good source of blanks falls in your lap, you're not out searching for them.
No.
Maybe this stream, all of a sudden you're going to get like three like new awesome stream or supplies of blanks. So that'd be cool. Frank Jr. says, DM Scalish Fishing. Tell Pops you're looking for blanks. Uncle Frank will hook you up, says Frank Jr.
I will.
The power of the internet.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, I mean, more companies I think should, especially, and maybe they will with, you know, COVID and it's, I mean, we'll get into it, but I mean, anything lure making has just blown up, you know, when everybody had the time off and needed a hobby.
Yeah, it seems like DoIt and a couple other companies like that are really thriving right now and doing a lot of cool things. So let's like, what do you, so obviously we touched on you paint cranks. Do you, people send you baits to repaint?
Yep.
So you can, if you got like secret baits that you need repainted or refurbished, or you don't like the colors you got, but you love the baits, you can send those in. Obviously you pour some jig heads. What else we got going on here?
For what I sell, that's pretty much it. I mean, I do a lot of soft plastics just for personal use, and I do a lot of jigs for personal use too. Like a lot of stuff that I don't sell just because it takes me a lot of time. Like the guys who pour jigs or make and tie all those jigs, I mean, more power to them. I'm so slow when it comes to doing that. And it takes a real artist to be able to do that, tie them and do it over and over and over again.
Yeah, for sure. Good reminder from John. Tap the thumbs up, smash it, bump it, whatever you got to do. Get a few people on here. That'd be awesome. But so much appreciated to those that tap the thumbs up button. So that's cool. What got you interested in bait making? Like, how did you end up down this path? Obviously you said, you know, 2 years ago you kind of went from part-time to full-time, but like what got you into it? Was it just like stocking TK on like Instagram and then you wanted to copy them, or what was the path?
No, I mean, making baits started when I was probably maybe 10. We went to Vail every summer. And we'd go, my dad and I go fly fishing in the mornings before my mom and brother woke up, and like just doing that and learning, you can, you know, the kits they had at Cabela's, you know, you'd see in the catalog. So I had to have one. Finally I got it, and I sucked at it, but I did it anyways. And when I got into high school, I started pouring jigs and stuff. Then I did a little bit of soft plastics. And kind of got more into it now. But when it came to painting, that was the last thing I did. And I mean, I saw what baits were selling for. I'm not going to say like I was an artist and decided that I'm going to start painting baits and that's going to be my canvas. I mean, I saw it as a way I can make money.
Sure.
And I got into doing it that way, and I felt like I was getting pretty good at it. Before I ever posted a picture online, I probably painted for 6 months every day, every mm-hmm. night after work, I painted. And I started getting pretty good. And finally, I posted one up for sale on one of the Facebook groups. I don't remember which one.
Lure painting group or custom crank or, yeah. Like
something. Yeah, it was one of like the buy, sell, trade, flea right. market groups. I put up for auction. It sold for $12. And I was like, oh, my God, like here we go. Like, this is just easy money now.
Back then, that was like 5 gallons of gas. Like,
yeah.
Two, but.
So that's when I started doing that. And like, I wouldn't say I got good at it. I would say I was better than the average, at least then, especially. Mm-hmm. Lure painting, especially custom painting, has came so far in the past two years. I mean, really. Especially with everyone getting into it and everyone's posting stuff. So you get to see these examples. I'm not going to say like, not like I could, cause I started in the Facebook age. I wasn't in the precipice of lure painting, and I didn't get it from stalking TK, but I remember like, I was feeling like I'm good at this. I'm better than most people. And one day I did find his Instagram, and I was humbled very quickly.
Nice. That's cool. So there was other gateway drugs before you got into the custom paint. The paint was kind of where you ended up and kind of feel like where you kind of found your knack and kind of where you're like, hey, I think I might actually have something here that's, you know, a differentiator where I can, you know, kind of make a name or, you know, do something with that. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I could be more unique in. I mean, jigs, like I've always loved making jigs. I might be more of I might geek out more about jigs than I do crankbaits, but like, especially at that time when I started doing it in high school, there wasn't that many options. I mean, skirt tabs, there weren't a lot, you know, of different colors. So there weren't a lot of different combinations you could do with. And I mean, the heads, everyone was using the same do it molds and same hooks. It's nothing like it is now, even though, I mean, still, you can still do more on a crankbait, I think, right now than a jig. But now the guys are getting into custom jigs and they're looking great, and makes me want to look into it more again. But
yeah, got a couple of housekeeping things before I forget. I want to thank Arsenal Fishing for supporting the stream and the channel. And for those that have been leaving comments, I believe the new Arsenal website is actually up and running. So they rebooted their site. I know it was down for a while, but it's actually looking pretty good. Refreshed, looking good. I don't know like who these random people are they put on the website, but yeah. So if you're looking for anything, it's back up. So that's good. And actually, I think I got a new Sun hoodie they're coming out with that I'm actually going to give away one next week. But it actually, they got a new style that looks pretty good. You might have seen it in some of the recent videos. Let's see if we can navigate this thing. Oh, Hooded long sleeves? Or is it under sun protection? Might be under. Or they may not have them up yet. If not, everybody DM Dan. Oh, come on. Is it on? All right. He doesn't have them up yet. Come on, Dan. Get with it. But, so yes, if you were trying to order getting some battalion bags or scissors and that kind of stuff, it's back up. What do you need to buy your husband for being so nice, Mary Sue? All right. Critical Gravy says, just sent you an order. Your stuff looks better than most. He can't wait.
That's cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, they got some good sun shirts. That's about pretty much all I wear in my videos, so I think they're worth checking out. What's up, Amy? Print Craft in the house.
Hey, Amy.
All right, so we got a few questions I got to start here. So Mr. Stearman wants to know, what's your favorite bait and pattern to bait?
Bone Spooks, just for Travis. No.
The only color you need.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to say what my favorite color is because, like, you'll get into something and then you'll end up painting it at nauseam. And I really like painting transparent baits. I mean, I think it's just more fun to me. I don't think they sell as well, but I mean, they don't sell as well. But I have more fun painting those, I think. And even transparent craws or even, like, jerk baits and stuff like that.
Yeah, I imagine it comes in runs, right? You're like, you get in like a thing and you're like, oh, it's fun doing top waters. Then you're like, well, I did that for a couple months. Now I want to do some craw cranks. Then you're like, kind of burnt out. Now I'm kind of in a sunfish phase of my painting. Like, right? Yep. Like, comes and goes. The other thing I want to mention, we are going to open this new MTB box this week, and we'll give this away on the stream tonight. So a couple more things coming up. Amy. People want to know where their scope or die shirt is. Tacklecraft does have some good shirts up. If anybody's looking for, was it the scope or die? What, better dead than Ned? And the, what's the other one that's up there? Forget what the other shirt is. It's a swim bait shirt, right? Like glide, something glide. There's like an eagle glide something. Does that make sense? Yeah, you got a stockpile of clear custom Vixen or Vixen blends like TK that you're going to be painting for us? Or
no, I don't. Oh.
Yes, United we glide. Thank you, Amy.
I don't think there's a lot of people that do. Just guessing.
Matt finishes. You play around with Matt? I feel like you just had a post asking about Matt or Gloss from one of your social. Yeah,
a little bit. Kind of here and there. It's kind of – I like it, but – I mean, I do use it, not a lot, but it's just kind of hit and miss. I'm kind of just starting to use it, and, like, I found something that I kind of like, but I don't like putting a lot of it out there, because if it has a problem, then it all comes back.
Sure. So you're kind of in the beta phase of, like, it looks good, I'm going to fish it a little bit, I'll sell a few, but I don't want to paint 100, and then people will, like, call me in 3 weeks and be like, my paint fell off.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And then you want to see, like, you don't necessarily want to invest, paint 200 of them, and then realize nobody, everybody says, I like Matt, and then nobody buys it. And you're like, oh, I'm stuck with 300 Matt Craws.
Yep. And that happens a lot.
Thoughts on tying your own chicken jigs? You tie any marabou or anything like that?
Nope. I tried once. I hated doing it.
The AJ fly?
Yep. I went and when I was up in Canada, I used that a lot. That was kind of my best bait. I just bought fighter flies off Omnia. So I was hemming and hawing. I'm like, I'll just tie them. And I'm like, this is way easier. Clicked and ordered it.
Use the Hellebass code and everybody wins, right?
Yep.
Mary Sue wants to know, what's your best-selling bait and color?
Definitely a rock crawler in my Nebraska craw pattern. I should probably grab one of those.
What is it, the Nebraska craw?
Yep, Nebraska Craw.
That's literally the one I had on the screen earlier, wasn't it?
Yep.
This one.
Yep. So that's the Rock Crawler 50. That's the one I got in my hand too. That's the smaller size.
Oh, wait, let's.
I don't have any of the regular ones, of course.
At the moment.
Yep, at the moment. And I'm excited because they just released at ICAST where they will be having the deep version of that 50, which would be nice. It'll be probably closer to a Wiggle Ward, I would guess. Maybe a little deeper diving. I didn't look at the specs of it.
What? Buy a shirt and you get a free entry for a TK swim bait. Is this real? Eric wants to know, do you paint any 6 to 8 inch hard swim baits?
Not a lot.
But you would?
I mean, yeah, I would. I don't actively pursue painting swim baits. I mean, there are a lot of people that do now. I mean, everybody does. So that's just I kind of just let other people have that niche. I won't tell people no, usually, but it's a case by case.
You only have to paint at a fourth grade level to embrace Eric, so.
I might be able to paint at a fourth grade level.
But Eric, do they get bit, and does it matter if it looks like a third grader did it? Frank says that would be a good Norman middle end color.
Would be. Yep, I just did it. I did it before the other companies released it.
That's awesome. Explain to us why splatterback is the hardest pattern to do, AJ.
I mean, splatterback isn't that easy. You think it is, but it's splattering's a technique, and I think everyone actually kind of has a secret way of doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people actually do it the same way. I know not a lot of people do it the way I do it.
You don't use a toothbrush?
Mm-mm.
I feel like that's like the basic, like every way.
Actually, I just don't do it that way because I'm too lazy.
Yeah, it's like a mess, and you get it everywhere. And
yeah.
All right, what tournaments do you only? Do you fish anything besides Bass Nation?
No, I fish some club tournaments, but I just pretty much fish the Bass Nation. Like I said, I didn't start tournament fishing up until 4 years ago. That was just because a guy I knew, they needed another guy for their state team, and he wanted me to join and qualified, and I fished the regional at Gunnersville, and I've made every regional since. So
he's like, hey, everybody I know in Nebraska fishes walleyes and you fish bass. Do you want to join our club?
Yep, pretty much.
So you sell on your website. Do you sell anywhere else? Do you sell through social, or do you go to shows or anything like that? Or
no, not really. I mean, I'll sell through like Instagram and stuff.
Instagram and Facebook DMs. You can follow them on Horseshoe Custom on Instagram and Facebook as well.
And especially if you need something like a rock crawler. Like rock crawlers, I almost always have on hand. So if there's like a custom color you want, I can usually get it done pretty quick.
If you've got custom, like you got baits you want to send in, probably sending you a DM is a good way to get a hold of you.
Yep.
I don't know the answer to this. And I don't know that. I think all those guys, instead of being out on the stream, they're probably at some like mixer at ICAST tonight. So we probably can't get this answered tonight, Charles. But like, I was commenting that actually, like, AJ and I are wearing the same t-shirt under my sweatshirt.
I've been wearing the same, not this same t-shirt, but the same Omnia t-shirts all week.
AJ only has one t-shirt. Buy a crankbait so he can get a second t-shirt, people.
There was one time I didn't place an Omnia order because they were out of t-shirts my size. So I was like, I'll just wait until they get back in stock. Hit the email button. or the Notify went back in stock.
Nice. Thanks for stopping in, Frank. Have a good night. Clay wants to know, do you make your own stencils or do you buy yours or do you even use stencils?
I make all my own.
Okay.
My girlfriend has a Cricut machine, so I just design them on my computer and cut them out. That way I can have the same stencil and I can keep making them.
Cool. Yeah, that's a good idea, Daniel. Sun hoodies at 100. Then AJ and all you guys will be doubling your orders up. Is the t-shirt at 50 or 100?
100.
Yeah, so they probably need to make the sun hoodie for like
150. Yeah.
Very cool.
I would, but I've gotten pretty particular on my sun hoodies now. I found a Sims one I like, and of course it's discontinued because I bought them all on clearance like a cheap ass would.
Yeah, Daniel, it's $5 at 50, free at 100. There you go, Andrew. We want sun hoodies. Let the people tell the crew that people want Omnia sun hoodies. And clear rock crawlers. AJ will literally buy every one that Jacob gets in. That's a good question. What is the end goal for Fishing the Bass Nation? I don't know. What's your end goal? I know what my end goal is.
My end goal is probably not, like, I shouldn't say I have a goal. Like, I want to go as far as I can, but I'm not, like, I fish on the co-angler side, so my expectations can't be very high. I mean, it's honestly a great thing for people to do for what little commitment it is compared to, like, fishing the opens and stuff. I don't know if you want to touch on this, but you can make the Elite Series. I mean, Matty Wong did last year, fishing the nation. And I mean, theoretically, you can do it as a co-angler too.
Like, yeah, I did it the first year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my primary goal, right, would be to make a classic through the Bass Nation. If I somehow would have beat Matty Wong, I would have had to make sure a lot of things are in place before I would accept an Elite Series berth, but it would be something I would definitely put a lot of work in to see if it was possible. But yeah, you kind of touched on it, but with Bassmaster crushing the dreams of the working man this week by making everybody fish 9 opens, that'll probably be another full video discussion sometime. But like, really, I think people really need to like a hard look. A working man, like, really, I don't understand. There should be more people fishing the Bass Nation as it is. And maybe this will open people's eyes to what really is practical, because if you weren't willing to fish 9 opens to begin with, or had the job security or the bankroll or the flexibility or the limited, you know, obligations to fish 9 opens, if you qualified through 1 division and 3 opens, you probably weren't really ready anyways. And the thing is, if you make the Bass Nation or the Elites through the Bass Nation, at least the first year comes with a pretty hefty, substantial kind of help or assistance or aid, right? Like, you basically get a lease of a boat for a year and they pay like half the entry fees, and you know, coming through the nation as the sole person versus, you know, one of 10 or 12 people that come through the opens, I think puts you in a pretty unique position to position yourself to take a shot at the Elites for a year or two, much more so than it does through the opens. So I think some people, you know, look down on a little bit. I think they underestimate. But really, if you do it right, it's a really smart place. I mean, you just have to beat a couple schlups like myself, you know, a couple hacks, and you could be on your way to the Bass Nation National Championship. So, yeah. I also last week qualified for my TBF semis. So, and, you know, the TBF is cool too. It's a little different. You can't make the Classic or the Elite Series, but you can make the TBF National Championships, the BFL All-American, I think. And I guess even from and if you do well in the BFL American, you could end up at the Toyota Series Championship. So you could put yourself in a position, if you got on a heater and did well in several tournaments, to fish in a series of tournaments that would qualify you for upwards worth of like $500,000 in winnings if you could win like three tournaments in a row. So they're really good options, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, and I, you know, I was thinking about when that whole, when the news came down, if you were only fishing in one division anyways, you had, you know, you had a 1 in 3 shot. You had to finish in the top three. You had to be one of three guys. They're only taking three guys from that versus one from the nation.
And about 200 guys are fishing, right, the full field, probably all three tournaments. Mm-hmm. So you're talking basically a 1.5% chance.
Yep, versus however many people are in your state versus only 10 in regionals, then 50 in nationals, right?
Yeah, so I mean, like, most states probably have, I mean, a small state, like, what, Nebraska's probably got 50 to 100 guys.
Yeah, I think we had 80 boats.
Yeah,
this year.
So they're going to take the top 10. If they all fish the state turn or state qualifier, you basically got to finish in the top 10% mm-hmm. to go to regionals. And then you finish in the top 10% again. You just have to beat 9 guys. And then you get to nationals, and it's a 3 in 50 or 3 in 54 shot. It's basically, you know, you have 3 good tournaments, depending on how your state does their qualifier, and you're right there. So, not saying it's easy, but like the odds get pretty good once you get past your state qualifier in a lot of cases.
And if that's your end goal, what is it, the top 3 guys that finish in the national championship get opens paid for?
So the top 3 make the classic, and I think the top 3 get at least a division of the opens, is my understanding. At least that's the way it was last year and this year. Now, maybe it's to Eric's point, I haven't heard this, but I'll have to go out and check this out. But it sounds like there might be some improvements or changes to the Bass Nation that's even better for us. So we'll see. But yeah, there's a lot of good things, right? You can, you know, by doing well in the nation, you can set yourself up, you know, whether it's by getting a free division in the opens or qualifying for a classic or making the elites. And there's a lot of, you know, good things. And I think there's a lot of guys that think the opens are some kind of easy button where it's like, oh, I'm gonna fish, you know, I've barely fished any BFLs and I've fished a few team tournaments back home, but somehow I think I'm ready to go fish the central divisions and I'm going to pop a top 3 in 3 tournaments by going to the Appalachia by, you know, Basin, Grand Lake and Lake Texoma. And I'm just going to roll down there and beat all those guys. And even if you did, does that really make you ready? I don't know. I mean, guys like Bob Downey, who I know, and you know, he fished a lot of BFLs. He fished a lot of Bass Nation stuff. He made several regionals. I mean, he traveled around and did some stuff before he went and hit the opens. And you know, he did qualify in his first year. But I think there's a lot of guys that underestimate what it's like to travel regionally and compete. So,
and how many guys, like, after, even if they were good enough, if you're doing that open thing, because even you're not making money even if you are finishing well enough.
Not unless you like literally win one.
Yeah. So how many guys that are like a good enough fisherman to do that just don't make it the first couple of years, that they're just financially drained or just done doing all the traveling? Like, and speaking, like I said, from a co-angler's standpoint, I mean, you have a shot for, I mean, you can have hardly anything invested in this. You just show up, really. You have an actual shot to make the classic. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, and I know what the Ray, right, he won the Bass Nation as a co, and I think he got, was it just a division of the opens paid as a co-angler for that, right? Which, you know, guys like Jay Shakurit spent 2 years fishing the opens as a co before he went to the opens as a boater, mm-hmm. right? That was his training ground. And then obviously look how that worked out for him. So there's a lot of guys, you know, Pat Schlopper, Polinick. I mean, there's a lot of guys that got their starts in the nation, and that's just a few. I think even old Denny Brower fished the nation back in the day. What's the best angler you've ever co'd with?
I don't know who, like, the best overall angler. The guy I fished with the first day in Gunnersville, I learned so much from him. His name's Don Douglas. He's out of Arkansas. Just the way he fished, just how thoroughly he fished things, mm-hmm. really impressed me. Fishing with Adam last year on lacrosse, though, that was That was a good time.
Hammond?
Yeah.
Dude, would you fish with him on day one or two?
Two.
Or?
On day two.
You could have caught a few more of his fish on day two to slow him down a little bit. On day three would have been nice, AJ.
It was like being on a guide trip. He just said, he told me what to have tied on, and he told me where to cast and when to cast it there. But he just told me, you got to sink out, you have to pick it up, cast it right there. And it didn't hit the bottom. Then I filled the limit. He goes, all right, we'll go.
That's cool. Adam's a good dude. I got to hang out with him down at the Nationals, and he was cool to hang out with.
Yeah, we had a great time. I did fish with Monty Fralick this year at Regionals, and we had a good time.
Yeah, that's cool. One of these days, AJ's going to end up in the back of my boat at one of these Regionals. And he's going to go, that was the worst experience of my life. You know, I haven't really looked it over. That'll probably be something we cover next week, Travis. I haven't really – I mean, I saw the preview thing, but I haven't really looked at the galleries this week. And last week I was kind of fishing. And so maybe that'll do a bonus stream here and we'll dig into some of the best of show type stuff. But I haven't really looked at anything other than the stuff that came out in the pre-show. Fishing the Southeast also. What kind of boat do you have, AJ?
I don't.
No boat?
No.
Just paints crankbaits and puts gas in his buddy's boats.
Yep.
The World Fishing Tour Tournament has a 20,000 payout for a five. I'm not aware of that. I guess I don't know. I don't think there's anything like that. Maybe I've seen that, but I didn't. Actually, you know what? I did. There was actually one of these, I think, was up on Pelican Lake up by us, but I don't think the dates worked for me. So I have seen them, but I haven't really looked into them that hard. South Jersey. I don't mind the team tournaments, but I kind of like the Pro-Am, BFL, Bass Nation stuff a little more. What's up, Banger? Whoa. Do you bring too much gear when you go?
Oh, yeah. I'm that co.
You're that guy with like two duffel bags and like 20 rods? Like,
oh, yeah. Devin can't say anything. The fastest his boat ever went was when I was in it. So we were down in Louisiana.
Nice. Gator Adventures. Gramps is here. What's up, Gramps? There you go. Have you ever sold one of your baits to a boater during a tournament?
I've never sold any baits. Not during the tournament. I've given baits. Not usually crankbaits, though. But I've had, because usually I don't pack a lot of them, just because you just don't get the angles as a co.
Sure. Nope, we've never fished together. AJ didn't come say hi to me at Quick Trip in La Crosse last year. And then we talked a little bit there. We talked at Nationals, but that's the few times we've met in person. So, and then I failed to make the regionals this year, and AJ never misses regionals in Nebraska, evidently, because he's that good. Let's see here. What else do I want to talk about?
Well, you can come jackpot Nebraska's.
Is it a single qualifier?
Yep, single qualifier, and we're going to La Crosse in 2 or 3 years. And none of us fish up there.
In 2 to 3 years you're going to La Crosse?
Yeah. I don't remember which. They have it all scheduled out. They just do a rotating schedule, and La Crosse got entered in.
I can just join your club as a boater? Or?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if our club might be full, but you could join a club for sure.
Come on, Devin. Is Devin in your club?
Yeah, Devin's in my club.
Devin, come on. Come on. So I actually – so North Dakota started a Bass Nation this year, and they had their qualifier in Oahe, which was like July 10th and 11th or something like that. And I like sent an email. I was like, do I just have to fill out the form, just send my money in? And they're like, let me get back to you. And they're like, we decided not to accept people that were in other Bass Nations already. And I was like, oh. So
there's not a
pre-qualify in North Dakota before our state even this year.
There's a lot of guys that are that fish Nebraska that aren't from Nebraska. So I mean, we have a lot of Western Iowa guys that fish Nebraska.
Let me know. I'll travel. I would be not opposed to, like, you know, if like you guys came to Milwaukee or you were going to like even like Iowa or like, you know, like Prairie du Chien or like I would travel. I'd join the Nebraska Nation.
No, in the past it's always been on one of the Ozark lakes. So like this year was on Truman and it'll be on Grand or Lake of the Ozarks. And they took Table Rock out and added lacrosse, which I'm not a big fan of, but I get they want to do that so we're more ready for these northern regionals.
Sure. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't necessarily jackpot it. Like, if I could make it work, yeah. I would consider doing it on an annual basis. Dustin, did you fish the TBF regionals? Like, the full big regionals back that, like, 6-7 years ago? Because I was out there, Dustin, if you were out there. Craig Gregory says, do you fish with, like, your not-so-great paint jobs? Like, your fly?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Almost everything that's in my box is, I mean, outside of a few baits, is all just rejects. Chip paint or
blemishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to go. When are we? Didn't you offer to meet me down at Okoboji? When are we?
Yeah,
gonna...
I'll meet you there. Last two and a half weeks ago, I know. Top three was 26, 25, and 25. They had 14 boats, and I think seven of them were all over 20.
I don't have a lot going on between now and Lahamadu, which is like August 15th.
We can make it work.
All right. I guess I'll have to bring the boat, though.
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty comfy in the boat. We're 3 for 3 getting checks. Spoiler alert on future videos. Don't have the live scope yet. I'm kind of still flip-flopping on whether I want to get anchors or live scope yet and haven't really pulled the trigger on either one yet. Or should I say front-facing sonar? I'm not necessarily married to anything yet. Rich says the new best of show will be the Rapla OG Rocco 5 square. It looks kind of cool. I haven't really thought of it too close, but I did see that.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
That is a good phonetic way to spell Jay Shakurik. But yeah, that was cool. And if you guys didn't, I posted in the channel page our interview from like before the Elite started. If you guys want to go back and see what Jay sounded like before he even hit the tour, before he started having a banner year. Yeah, I'm afraid to see what my paint I like. I've always thought it'd be cool to paint crankbaits and get airbrushed, but then I just realized like I can't barely draw a stick man. I got too many things going on. I'll leave it to people like you to paint, and I will never aspire to be any competition.
TK asked me because he got your notification. He asked, he goes, did Rich start painting? No.
I clickbaited TK to come in and watch. Yeah, that'd be interesting to see that Spro Chad collaboration.
Spro had a whole line of crankbaits that I didn't see in any new release or whatever come out. I saw it in somebody's story today.
A lot of cool stuff that showed up. I mean, there's a lot of like weird, random, odd stuff
yeah.
that came out, but there was also a lot of cool stuff that wasn't in like that preview article. So yeah, I need to dig into that now that my week is kind of freeing up. And too true. Probably. I haven't seen the Yeti chair, but it sounds like something that would win best in show. They did win with a bucket. So,
Strike King had some new plastics that are kind of just stuff to fill their, I don't know, portfolio.
Yeah.
But interesting to see what their price points will be on them.
Yeah. Like that one craw thing that looks like halfway between a rage bug and a menace grub. I'm like, I don't think I need something in between those two.
Yeah. It reminds me of the missile Crawfather,
mm-hmm.
which is somewhere between like a menace and a speed craw.
I don't. It's interesting because like I know people are talking about really big things, but like Oahu's been like, it's like 12 feet down or something and slowly coming up. But like the weights have not been, the tournaments that I've seen from Oahu this year have been pretty modest. Now, obviously it's not Elite Series anglers tackling it, but it's local South Dakota guys in a lot of cases fishing it. And like that North Dakota tournament, I want to say after day one, like 11 pounds was in the top 10 out of 20 guys. Like, so I don't know if it's a funky time. The water's down. I mean, a lot of people are thinking it could be 100 pounds out there, but I'm not seeing it based on what I'm seeing. Unless things just like also, I mean, things have been funky in a lot of places because, like, I don't know what, like, I fished Vermilion and you guys saw the day one tournament that I pushed out yesterday. And man, 13 or whatever I had, like, had me in fourth place. Like, nobody cracked more than 15 pounds. Like, that's not good for Lake Vermilion. That's, I mean, a lot of guys struggle to catch a limit, and that should not happen there.
Yeah, I know the Nebraska TVF was on Francis Case, and the weights were real low, like a lot lower than what everybody was expecting.
I think a lot of us throw the bladed jig a lot, Sean. It's a good bait. Catches them.
Catches big ones, too.
There you go. That's an interesting question. Any baits that you hate or will not paint?
There's nothing, I shouldn't say there's nothing I won't paint. I don't think there's any, like, I'm not a big fan of painting like Vision 110s just because of the prep work and like messing up the weighting. So I'd say jerk baits, like high end jerk baits in general, just because everything's so finely tuned that, sure, you know, too much paint, too much clear coat can throw off the balance of that bait.
Have Go ahead.
I try to shy away from them, you know, like.
Do you ever get other people's customs that people want repainted?
Just TKs.
Yeah.
So
pretty standard. Like, yeah, like what, five a week or so that you get? Yeah. People are like unhappy with TK and they just ask you to paint a clear Phantom Crawl over the top of it.
Yeah. No, I very, very rarely do I get anybody's like repaint. And usually when I do, it's a bait that's just been destroyed. They want something different.
Probably Friday or Saturday. If I'm really on top of things, Friday. If I'm lazy, Saturday, day two. I like to get my tournament. I'm really getting, try to get better, like get my tournament videos out like the week of. Keep them timely.
No, that's Trilene XO. Oh, but.
Clear bait game, though. There we go.
You can see.
What is that, like European kilograms or what?
Yeah, 170-pound big game.
So what do we use the 170-pound big game for?
I bought it a long time ago on clearance because I wanted to do – do you remember the impact jigs that had the
Lake Fork?
Yeah. So I was going to do that. Then I ended up using that for tying leaders for Northern instead of having lake a steel trout leader.
This part of our lake trout tip segment is this where this is going. Yeah, Nick was up there. He saw how brutal it was on Vermilion. Yeah, I also saw a tip from Terry Scroggins where he said he drilled out the heads on his chatterbaits and then he would use like super heavy fluorocarbon or mono as like a weed guard. So you could use it for that. I mean, you could probably make like 10 or 12 weed guards out of that spool, maybe.
Yeah.
1,000.
Yeah, I don't know how many. It's let's see. 411 meters. So
nice. You got to get the European 17-pound big game and then sell it, meter it out to TK. Oh, here's a...
I use a Badger Patriot. It's pretty... It's just a workhorse airbrush. It's not super fine. It's not high-end. It's less than $100 airbrush. I've owned more expensive ones. And I just didn't like him as Noel.
Yeah, so let's maybe talk a little bit about that. We kind of alluded that in the title. Like, what are, I mean, if somebody's interested in getting started, like, what were some essentials? What are some lessons learned? What are, like, how do you dip your toe in the water and see if you like it or you even have any knack for it before you, you know, spend, you know, $800 on supplies?
I mean, lure painting's hard just because you need a lot of like specialized equipment. I mean, you need an airbrush. They do make airbrushes like that have, that are like rechargeable and have like almost, I don't know if it's a built-in compressor, built-in air can. I never used one, but, you can get a fairly cheap compressor for 60, 70 bucks from Harbor Freight. I don't go with the cheapest airbrush. Get something in that $60 range and paint. The better paint you buy, the better it's going to spray. I mean, there's a lot of cheap paint out there that a lot of people use. I mean, there's people that'll thin Walmart, like just paint. You buy paint, and it just doesn't spray well. So, I mean, it is quite an investment to get into lure painting. There's plenty of groups out there that'll like teach you how, like the things you can, like what to cheap or what not to cheap out on are blanks, because a good bait with a bad paint job will catch a fish way before a bad bait with a good paint job, you know. I would say, like, if you're wanting to dip your toes into like making lures, I think making jigs is the easiest way, cheapest way.
Or soft plastics.
Soft plastics, you can go real cheap. Like cheaper than what the soft plastic groups will make you think. Cause they kind of shame like the do it molds they can go get for $35, or open pore molds. Like if you want to get into soft plastic making, you can do, if you could see up here, these are all my containers with different just old baits. And I separate them out by color, then grind them down. I mean, that's an easy way to get into soft plastic making, is you can just shave your own plastics or, you know, your buddy's plastics. Everybody's got them, you know. Separate them out by color, and you can start by doing that. I mean, there's pretty cheap molds from Do It. They shoot well enough. Like the Senko.
Yeah, there's Senko bowls, and you can find them on eBay, or you can find them on basketball. I mean, forums or lure making groups, right? People like buy a bunch of Senko molds or creature molds, and then they're like, "Yeah, I kind of, it wasn't really for me," and then they'll flip them for, you know, half of what new ones are. So, like, if you want to get into bait making and see if it's like your thing, I would say soft plastics. You literally just get some of your old baits, you sort them by colors, you throw out the Power Bait and the Max Scent and the Z Man, get rid of those, throw those in the garbage because you can't use those. You literally like just chop them up into scissors, put them in containers, right? And you don't have to get super fancy. Like you literally can just put your greens and browns and your blacks and then kind of throw out the rest probably. And you make some greens and blacks. You chop them up into little pieces with the scissors. You get some Pyrex cups or some – don't use your wife's or girlfriend's. Go out and buy some. You get them at a garage sale. You get them on Amazon, super cheap. You find yourself a super old butter knife, right? Again, don't take one out of the kitchen. Go find one at a garage sale. And a cheap microwave. Don't do it in the kitchen again.
Yeah, don't do it in the kitchen.
Get one, a garage sale microwave, put that in the garage, and you chop it up, you heat them up, you 2-3 minutes, you stir them, you keep doing that till you get yourself one of those little infrared thermometers so you can kind of tell the temperature. And I actually got a video, I've done this on my channel if you want to see what it looks like, but like I would say $50, you could be making your own soft plastics. You buy a cheap used mold off eBay, Amazon, the forums, right? You regrind your old used soft plastics, and you open pour, get a cheap, you can find injectors for $20. You know, you get a cheap microwave for, you know, $10 used, and some Pyrex cups for a couple bucks, and $50 is definitely in the ballpark. And then if you can't be disciplined to pour enough of your own black and green Senkos, and that like is too much work for you, then you know that jig pouring and lure painting is not for you.
Yeah, I'll let's see. I think I got it sitting here.
Let's see here. Well, he's
my favorite mold that I found is on Amazon, and I don't know. Last I looked, it wasn't on there, but it might have got taken down for copyright issues. But Bandito bug. But they fixed everything I didn't like about the Bandito bug. They made the claws longer, and they made it a lot thicker in the body. And it was like, I think when I bought it, it was like $40 for a single cavity mold. That's cheap for a CNC mold too.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of the creature bait molds that are out there. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they look that good. I mean, this you obviously can't sell, but if you want personal use.
Yeah, it's a whole nother level. If you pouring your own Senkos and your own, you know, that kind of stuff, it's actually a decent amount of work just to pour enough for yourself. To think that you're going to sell them is another a level.
Yeah, you really have to have an investment in order to sell soft plastics.
Yeah, because you need multi-cavity molds and where you can be shooting, like, a single-cavity mold, you don't want to be selling when you're shooting one bait at a time in an injector. You want to be shooting 4, 5, 10 baits at a time. Amy, to get a little fish by your name, you need to become a channel member. That's how that works. There's a join button down below. It's just another way to support the channel. So that's how that works. Fishing says you don't even need a mold to make baits. You can make tubes with a big screwdriver.
You can, or a rod. I bought an aluminum rod.
So you just like dip it in the plastic and then pull it back up. And then once it cools, you pull it off. And then you just kind of trim, make skirts.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's open pour molds. You don't even need an injector. You kind of touched on those, but it just means they're kind of like you can pour like straight tail like worms and craws, and certain baits actually work pretty good, like chunks and things like that. And even like the Senko molds, those a lot of times are open pour from the top, and you can get a non flat sided bait. So there's a lot of good options if you want to get into that. Yeah, see, Fisher Southeast, he got himself a 900-watt microwave for $20. Uh-oh. Good luck, Sean. You got this. You're going to get knocked off the Power Bait Pro Staff.
Yeah.
Cool.
They also do it also as a Ned mold too. It's an eight cavity. It's in their essential series, so it's $35 or $40, whatever it is. So if you throw a lot of Neds, it's a good way to go.
Here's the other thing. You can just pour Senkos and then you can cut the tails off and they're Neds. And actually, like when you first start pouring your Senkos, right? Like you're going to miss pour and have ones with air pockets in them. And the only thing that's going to be good is the tail anyway. So you're going to end up with a bunch of Neds anyways. Yeah. It's better just to use the Omnia code and just buy new baits. And then the other cool thing is there are a bunch of groups, like at least in Minnesota, I don't know if in other places, but like there's a couple of tournaments I fish that I can bring my soft plastics and give them to them. And then there are people that are super dedicated and they'll remelt them into baits and then they donate them to the youth clubs.
Nice.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do buy plenty of cool things.
Baits too.
What are those?
I said, I buy plenty of baits too. These are all soft plastics.
Yeah. What about rod wrapping?
That's what that box is for.
Yeah, you're gonna start building a wrap, just for fixing the rods you got. Like what's
just fixing the rods I got. And I mean that wasn't much of an investment for what it was for off a mud hole for like just the basic wrapping thing. And I just ripped guides off old rods and
actually
broken rods.
Sunday while I was watching TK on his YouTube channel, I was stripping guides off rods that I had I typically keep when I snap a rod, right? Like typically, whether it's, you know, stepping on it or doors or, you know, every once in a while you break one fishing or whatever, but like you'll usually have to send in the Dobbins, the section for warranty. So then I keep the rest of it and I'll strip the guides and I just kind of sort them. And then I've got buddies or my uncle does custom rods. So when I need some wrapped, I like give him my little baggie of like eyes. Yeah. And I was like, here, you can sort through these should work. And, or in a pinch, right? In like a tournament, let's say you're down at Gunnersville or Regional and you bust an eye off, you can do a quick hack job with braid and super glue if you really need to.
So yeah, I got just missing guides and I've got two left up here on this blank. So
what's up, Jig Squad? Cuda in the house. What's going on? Speaking of people that make their own tackle and do it molds and jig making and stuff like that. But yeah, like there's so many guys that do it well, like TK, AJ, the guys that super K jigs, like that's not for me, but obviously that's a really cool hobby and a lot of people get into it. So that's kind of why we wanted to have AJ on and either inspire or deter you from, following your passions.
Yeah. And like when it comes to jig making, you can get a pot and they aren't that expensive and you can get used ones and same thing, molds are 40, 50 bucks. And you don't have to get stuff to make like jigs, like tying jigs. You can get like this is what I use for my shaky head, which is probably my favorite jig that I make. That's simple, just a hook. You don't have to worry about tying anything, powder paint. I mean, real easy to do.
Yeah. And that, the other thing is like lead, you can, if you look around, right, there's places to get lead for next to nothing.
Yeah.
Actually I have a lead pot that somebody gave to me that they didn't want. And I thought maybe I would use it, but it's still sitting in my garage. So if anybody really wants a lead pot and they want to pick it up in Lakeville, I've got one. So there you go. You can probably have it.
Yeah. My dad was he's a big like competition shooter. So he was pouring his own bullets, so I already had the pot and everything. So that's why I got into it so early, because all I had to do was buy mold and hooks and just start. Usually I wire tie them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm lazy and use bands.
Yeah, I'm kind of I like the wire. When I do make my own custom skirts, I do have some wire that I'll use for wire twisting. Sure. DM me, Fish in the Southeast. You can just probably pay shipping and I'll send it to you. Just get it out of the garage. So I got more room to put more tackle in there, but, I don't know. There might be a bidding war now. Multiple people want to pay shipping for that pot. I don't know. I mean, you might have to send you some molds that I'm not using as well that you can for open pours and things like that. All right, cool. What else did we not? We should probably open this mystery tackle box.
Yeah.
Get this going. I forgot they had my extra camera that I can fire up, I think. Let's see here. If it recognizes it. All right. Nope, not that one. This one. Oh yeah. Look at that. Look how fancy we are. Let's pop this up. What's in the red cup, AJ? What's in the red cups, AJ?
It's a little cocktail.
So this is the box number if anybody wants to know what this box is. But this is an MTB Pro box. Want to make sure we thank them for also supporting this specific stream of the month. And this helps us bring this show in 1080 and the stream in 1080. So thank you, Mr. Tackle Box. And we're going to give this away after we see what's inside. So there's the sneak peek. Let's see what's in here. I see some Z-Man right out of the gate here. So we got a cross-eyed chatterbait. That camera is not doing the best job. But so we got a 3/8 ounce white Pearl Ghost Z-Man cross size. I'd call that a win. This is something I would actually buy myself. What do you think?
I have bought them myself.
Yeah. Like this is, I know this is a thing that, that Debo is like, he says this is one of the best bank angler chatterbaits as far as like keeping them hung off wood, things like that. Looks like Jig Squad's aroused by your backdrop. All right. So that's off to a good start. Let's see what else we got in here. This thing is a little wild here. What this is? This one might be a little out there. A Weston Spot On Twin Turbo. It kind of looks like it has like almost a double plopper blade behind it. I don't know if you can see that. Can we open this without? Well, somebody's gonna have to be okay that if they win this, this package is open. Because this thing is a little. The color is something else. This is a floating black haze, but there's a lot of things that aren't black on this thing. Very. Packaging kind of sucks, let's be honest. All right. So there it is. And it looks like kind of a double proppy. It's almost like a bad dream between a Chapo and a plopper and a, what's the thing, the revolver. I don't know. Has anybody ever fished this thing? It looks like they actually are counter. I think those fins go opposite directions, so they would spin opposite directions through the water.
Do those fins fold down?
Yeah, they fold down, but I think they would.
For casting, I'd guess.
I don't know if it's just for casting. I don't think they would stay, like, once they hit the water. They don't seem like they're not rigid enough because, like, I think maybe when you cast it, they kind of fold in, and once it hits the water, they would spin. And it looks like they would go opposite directions based on how they're cupped. They're one each way. I don't know. I think in a different color, I could get behind giving this a whirl and at least seeing what it was like. But that is not in my standard rotation of topwater colors. But it's unique looking. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Would you throw that in a bluegill pattern or a white or a bone? Or is that just too out there for you, AJ?
I'd throw it. I really like waffle floppers, though.
There you go. AJ says, will you throw it in this color?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Depends on what the water is like. Maybe small enough to eat it.
Yeah. We may not be getting this back in the box as the way it's intended here. Sorry for the future winner of that. All right. We got two hooks. Prism 5X hooks. I have no idea what these are. Extra wide gap, spear point, cold forge, titanium coated. Is that a thing? That sounds made up. High carbon steel, chemically sharpened, strong corrosion resistance. Catch outdoors. So this might be a Catchco brand hook. Maybe. I'm not sure. How do we feel about how this lines up here? True test of a good EWG hook, right, is like, how does the hook point, like, I feel like that's not the greatest EWG design, right? That's got a weird color, but it's like, it almost points right in there. I typically want like a little bit of, right? Like, I wish that hook point came like about that much higher instead of right into it. This does have, I thought it was my eyes playing tricks on me, but it does have that like
anodized coating.
Weird kind of like color shifting color, like it's like tungsten after, I guess that's the tungsten coating, right? When you like take a lighter to a tungsten, it changes all those funky colors. Oh, Fish and Sea says not a Catchco brand. Smalley's like, there you go. If you win this box and you want this, you can have AJ repaint the prop bait. Mary, I like your thinking. as usual, it would be nice to get more than two hooks. Look at this. Catch was previously Custom Lures Unlimited, made the Icon Crank back in the day. Look at me learning stuff. All right. What else we got in here? Oh, we got some. I've actually bought these before. Z-Man Streaks, 3.75s. These are a very, very popular drop shot bait for smallmouths. And that's a pretty decent looking shad, smoky shad for clear water. Also, it would probably be really good on the back of like a Z-Man micro chatterbait, things like that. Like, I actually own these, so I would say that's pretty good. It actually would look pretty good on the back of this thing, to be honest. Do you own any streaks, AJ?
I don't. I throw these instead.
Yeah, so similar though.
Yeah. not much different.
Actually, here's the Muscleback Craw 3.25 from X-Zone. All of these plastics so far are full packages. These are good jig trailers. Like, these are a solid bait. Like, I know a lot of guys that like these. Black blue. I don't know. So far, mostly good wins in this box. Oh, then we got a Lunker Hunt. At least it's not a Lunker Hunt frog. This is a Jolt 2.5. F, is that for floating? Floating, tight wobble, third of an ounce, 2 1/8 inches, 2.5 feet. Greenback is the color. Yeah, it's a decent enough looking square bill, but I don't know that that is going to displace any square bills in my box, but I mean, I'm sure it would get bit. I feel like AJ's got a few nicer bluegill paint jobs on his website, but I mean, square bill is square bill, right? Like, I don't know. So that's, then you get your literature in here, all the normal stuff, the propaganda, the dibbles. We get a little explanation. This actually, that twin turbo thing has its own. So you get like a little like swim bait slap looking thing. Is that like a baby bull shad? I'm not even sure. But we can learn about the Weston twin turbo. Low frequency rattles. Why didn't we get the color on the card? Because like that looks like a lot better bait. Than that one. Ultra strong carbon steel hooks, semi-soft counter-rotating twin propellers that fold during casts and strikes, which I can see that. I guess that's a good point. Like,
yeah,
I know that's the one thing that I've always thought that was like on like those crawling baits that I always thought with those big wings, like I always thought like, man, those feel like they would like if they interfere with hookups. So I don't know. I could see like that it would try. That, not as much, but I don't know. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you rate this MTB Pro Box, AJ?
I mean, there's some very usable baits, like good baits in there. So, I mean, you can't rate it on the one bait.
Right.
So I'd still probably give it, like, out of 10, I'd probably still give it an 8.
Yeah, solid. Like, there's at least, what? So we determine, like, the hooks are the hooks, whatever. But 60% of the stuff is like guaranteed proven fish catchers. And then you got two interesting baits that maybe you don't know much about. So I don't know. Like if I got it as a gift, I definitely wouldn't be pissed. Like I'd be like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about the Lunker Hunt is that they call it a 2.5.
It looks a little small to be a 2.5.
Yeah. But it's not a 2.5 like everybody else's 2.5.
Yeah. Cause is the 2.5 supposed to be like centimeters or
I think it's meters that it dives.
Oh, that it dives. Okay.
Yeah, I believe. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong.
It says it goes 2.5 feet in depth. Yeah. So. But yeah, it like other people's 2.5s are much bigger.
Yeah.
Mainstream says he likes the muscle backs. Yeah, high float craws. So Daniel said he got the Weston bait on the other side of the card, and it walks pretty good. Interesting. Go ahead.
I guess I didn't think about that. You could probably walk it if it has counter-rotating blades.
Can somebody buy one of those gray horseshoe tackle hats?
I don't have – well, I have one more that's mine.
So you'd have to sweet talk in the DMs.
Yeah. I need to get more made. But I got this one specifically for my fat head. It's just taller.
You know there's a solution for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that Hellraiser thing. That thing weirds me out. I actually saw some video of it running in the water, and it was weird.
I think it'll be good down in Florida, though, where they have – what are they, the needlefish? Yeah. I think it'll play well down there. Any place you would throw, like, a devil's horse.
Fish and LCs, he kind of agrees with you. Gives it a pretty high Nice. Cool. So – all right, we're a minute, hour 20 in. Let's get the giveaway fired up here. So if anybody wants to partake and win this bad boy. You got anything new in the works, AJ, that you're working on? Anything exciting?
I'm working on a new shaky head. I kind of prototyped it out of an accident. It was a blemish bait, a second that I – kind of messed with. I don't know how far out we are, but I'm changing the hook keeper of it and show you a little sneak peek of it. I need to get something a little more consistent of a product, but if you can see the keeper on there.
Yeah. Is that like a having wire?
Having a flexible keeper rather than something hard. Just to, save you some worms and stuff. But I used it at our state qualifier this year, the first day, and I was actually leading the tournament overall. So I was beating both all the Coes and the boaters by almost 3 pounds. I only weighed in 4 fish, too, so it was all in that head.
All right, hashtag AJ. We're going to keep it simple. We're not going to give anybody carpal tunnel tonight. Carpal tunnel, just 3 characters, and you can be in the drawing here. Let's see here. So you already had your qualifier for Bass Nation this year?
Yep, we had ours.
You qualified for next year's regional that you don't know where it is yet?
Yep.
And where was your qualifier?
At Truman, Missouri. Yeah, my first 3 fish were a 4.5, a 5, and a 4. And that was all like first thing in the morning, all that shaky head.
Too late.
Yeah.
Worldwide on the Hellabass Live, TK.
Yep.
Yes.
I don't think shaky heads are going to. I'm going to be able to retire off of shaky heads. I don't think so anyways.
So you don't think it's a game changer?
No. Well, I think it is, but not a million. It's not a $1 million idea.
Has anybody in the chat ever bought or used the David Dudley, what is it, the perfect shaky head with the 2 feet that stand up and like stand out? I forget what you know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I know what you're talking about. I haven't used them. I looked at them. Honestly, I mean, I throw a lot of shaky heads just because I am a co, and I've had different molds. I've had flat face ones, and I've done all that. And I went back to the round head just because I'll put one on a worm here just to show. And that round head on this style hook, I didn't rig it the best, but it's sitting on the bottom. It's still sitting like, I should say, like this.
Yeah.
So that round head's not going to roll because the flat face is nice, but that's only if you land on another flat surface, which, you know, doesn't happen hardly ever, especially if you're in sand or something. A round head's going to sit flat, that hook up every time because that worm's going to hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of never saw the need to buy the stand-up style head.
So far, Kyle, we're doing just fine. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Ned is still a shaky head. I mean, you can definitely do a weedless Ned, but it's typically a smaller hook. It's a little more... All right, there's 33 people in for the MTB box. I'll give a couple more minutes here.
But you still can buy this one. It's the same hook. It's a Gamagatsu extra wide gap hook. I have it as the Renaissance jig on my website because you could use it as a stupid tube head, swim bait head, anything. I mean,
yeah, the nice thing about, and the other thing is, like, you literally can buy quantities of one, right? Yep. So if you want, you don't have to buy three packs or five packs. You, like, if you want seven, you can order seven. If you want three, you can order three. Like, AJ's got it set up for like a price per, and you can literally buy 13 or 12 or 27 or whatever quantity you want. So that's kind of cool, whether it's his tube heads or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And if the quantity isn't enough on my website, just send me a message and I'll go pour more. So
kind of clear coat.
I do, like, I've started doing more like a 2K automotive clear, but I use a UV clear coat for a lot of stuff still, which is more like an epoxy.
What's up, Drew? If we get to 40, I feel like I would pull the trigger and draw at 40. Three more people. You got this. Oh, there we go. Drew got in. Got here. Lauren, I think, you know what, Lauren? I think rather than trying to meet up, you should just send me your address because it only costs like $3 to ship it from last week. Technology is hard, Tim. All right. Come on, one more. AJ, you might have to enter.
I mean, it's free stuff.
It's free stuff. It's free baits. You can give it to kids. All right, Mary Sue got in. We're good. All right, Nathan says Berkeley has already sent your photo to China and the molds are in process.
It should have, it's a round head.
Like... For a shaky head. All right. Time is now. All the names. Who's it going to be? South Jersey, Matthew Avisado. Congratulations. That's good because Matthew literally doesn't have any tackle, so this will be good for him. Congrats, South Jersey fisherman. You know how to get a hold of me. Slide into my DMs and we'll get you this box ASAP. Congratulations. Oh. So you got any more tournaments coming up this year? Are you all tournamented out or just Lakers and walleyes and multi-species action or what's going on?
All the multi-species stuff's done. I mean, I haven't fished since regionals, which ended on the first. So, and we have a couple club tournaments. The end of August, we'll be going to Big Stone again. So if you know anything about that, you can let me know later.
I've never been there. I've been there in May and June. That's it. I actually have a tournament there late September, which is kind of cool. So,
yeah, I'm excited to go back there.
When is it? Is it early? I feel like there's a tournament on August. Like there's a big team tournament out there. In early August.
It's the end of August. I think it's like the last weekend.
Yours is?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ours is, yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, I don't – not much. I mean, I'm pretty fished out there after going to Canada and literally turning around and coming back and fishing regionals.
What you mean is you have no money to go fishing and you need to make some baits and sell them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that you're tired of fishing, it's that you can't afford to put gas in your truck anymore and you need to sell some baits. Cutting into his Omnia budget. He's like, I can't even afford to order more tackle anymore.
Yeah, that's why Omnia keeps running these sales, trying to get me to come back and buy stuff. When you see a specific sale for clear rock crawlers, then you'll know.
It's like AJ's rock clear rock crawler sale, and you'd be like, come on. But that's actually that. I mean, if they had clear rock crawlers on sale, that actually would, right? You would just paint more and sell more then.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so somebody needs to like order a couple crankbaits and a couple stupid tube heads off AJ's website so that he can afford to meet me at Okoboji.
Okoboji. Yeah, and those stupid tube heads are, I have them for 50 cents a piece, so let me go order a bunch and I'll have to figure out shipping, but try to, I might be taking a file to the end of them, get the weight down, but
yeah, save a little bit.
Yeah.
Only order 15 ounces of sneaky heads at a time so you can ship it first class.
Yeah, and I do have $50 free shipping, or anything over $50 free shipping.
Seems fair.
So,
all right. Well, rest up. Good luck with the barn, John.
What do you have coming up?
So I got a little bit of a break, and then tournament, unless I get in, like, I know I've got like, I don't know, I might look for like an ABA or a small team tournament here, but like, it's like mid March or mid August. We have our state qualifier on the Hamadou chain coming up. So that's a 2 or 3 day qualifier now. So it's 2 days. And if you make the cut, the top 25 fish the third day. So I'm looking forward to that one. That'll be a good event. A lot of fish will be caught. So there's that. And then I don't think I have anything else in August. And then September, I've got the TBF, final event of the TBF team trail on Waconia. We've got the Minnesota Bass Heads tournament on Big Stone. And then the TBF semis back on Vermilion. So September will be fairly busy. So I've got a couple decent sized tournaments coming up, and we'll see. And then typically in October, I like to get in some of the like fall brawls, and like there's a lot of like little like pickup tournaments in the fall here when things get good. And you know, it typically takes 20 some pounds to win the tournaments because the fish bite really well in the fall. So that's about it at this point.
Camus running nice.
Yeah, it's been, I really enjoy fishing out of the Camus so far. Kind of got it kind of filled up and tackle organized and that kind of stuff, and I've got it mostly rigged, but yeah, still want to add some front facing and some shallow water anchors, but waiting on a hub kit for my four bladed prop so I can try that out. So
is everything really backed up for rigging wise, like poles and stuff?
I mean they're, you can find them, they're a little bit spotty, but they're out there. They're not impossible to get. It's not like a 360 or something like that that's really hard to get. So it's just a matter of making a decision and pulling the trigger on it. It probably will be snowing in my house in October, but the fish like that. I have cranked a little bit more with the Caden. Pretty solid. Haven't gotten a really great bite or caught any really good fish on it, but yeah, that 735 is a pretty good crankbait rod. And then actually my team partner Michael just got the 610 CB, kind of the small crankbait jerkbait rod, so I'm excited to borrow that when he's in the boat to see how that goes. I feel like that would be a really good like 110 junior rod. Conrad, when you get it up on top end and really trim it out, it will kind of walk a little bit. So it's similar to what you've seen if you've driven like Tritons and things like that. I would say on the top end, it does do some similar things. I haven't spent a lot of time like tweaking props and really dialing in the jack plate, because I figure once I put shallow water anchors on, it'll change anyways. So I don't really want to spend a lot of time like dialing it in until we get the anchors on it. So Matthew, I have not. Like, I've been busy this week with work and had head down editing the tournament video, so I haven't really snooped around and looked at a lot of the iCast stuff, but that'll probably be this weekend. Once I finish day two of my tournament video, I'll probably start digging in, and we'll probably have like an iCast stream next week, kind of iCast and review, I would imagine. Yeah, I don't know how anybody can fit 70 pounds in a small flat rate box, Jim. box is like the size of a check box, like what your checks come in from the bank. Like it's like a third of the size of this. I mean, even if you put lead, literally a lead, if you filled the small flat rate box with lead, I don't know that it would weigh 70 pounds. No, it wouldn't. Absolutely not. Like,
no.
Yeah, look at like what a 70 pound like plate on like for lifting weights, right? Like,
yeah.
What would you have to put in there? Like, even I don't even filled it with tungsten. I don't think it wouldn't even come close to, you know, like, I don't know what material would be dense enough to fill a small flat rate box or envelope and hit 70 pounds.
I put 120 finesse jigs in one, and it was like 7 pounds, and it was full.
And it felt like you were like literally like, I mean, like 10 pounds in a small flat rate would be insanely dense.
And that was no skirts either. That was just a head and weed guard, or hook and weed guard.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll probably be next week. The reason I don't fish the Tuesday Nighters against Sobe is because you have to sign up for the entire year way ahead of time. And with my kids' schedule, work, travel, things like that, I just, when they want you to sign up in March, I have no idea whether I can actually fish all the Tuesday Nighters. Because it literally would be either I'd be able to fish them all, or my kids' sports would be that I would literally fish zero of them. So that's why. Yeah, even gold. I don't think you could, I literally don't think you could put 70 pounds in a small fire. And the reason they say 70 pounds, because that's like the OSHA limit for a small parcel. And anything over 70 pounds is no longer considered a small parcel. But you could definitely get 70 pounds in a medium or a large flat rate box, maybe. Even a medium would be tough, but a large you could do.
Yeah, my dad would get bullets shipped in, and he'd have it calculated out on whatever it'd be to be under. So he didn't have to pay the
surcharge.
Oh, yeah, the surcharge for it.
Osmium. Even twice as dense as lead, I don't think you'd even get close in a small flat rate. What's up, Oscar Outdoors? Thanks for joining.
I got to send in a request for Omnia to pick up, start carrying a Zoom color. And I'm pretty sure you throw it too, the Speed Craw. The Green Pumpkin Blue Flash.
You've got some of those, I think. They kind of got like a pearl blue underbelly.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite color. That's my favorite color, Trick Worm, too.
Is osmium something you can pour like lead, or is it like tungsten where it's like a melt point of like 3 trillion degrees?
Oh, and I'm not really off topic, but did you see that Strike King came out with a tungsten Thunder Cricket?
I did. I heard that on Gramp's stream, and I was like, why? I don't know. Like, I guess it potentially could give a different frequency or noise if the blade's hitting the head. But as far as like fishing it deeper or getting it through, I mean, the blade is always, I mean, like as far as like coming through grass or stuff like that, like the blade is always going to be the thing that's going to catch, not the head.
Yeah.
And like, can you fish it deeper? I doubt that it's going to substantially make much difference with the drag of the trailer, the skirt, and the head as far as like slow rolling it.
Well, I was thinking about,
I don't care if I can feel anything on a bladed jig. So it seems, I was thinking about more for, it just sounds like it'd be way more expensive when I lose one to a pike.
The only thing that intrigued me about that was if you made it in the big sizes, like your ounce.
Sure. Yeah.
Size.
But ones. Then what is that going to cost? Like, are they going to be flat rate?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Because I mean, like, what is
an ounce and a half tungsten Thunder Cricket going to run me? $28. I don't know.
Just so a pike can bite it off.
There you go. Osmium melts at a mere 5,400. It's the future, AJ. You could be cutting edge here.
Yeah.
ICAST 2023 Horseshoe Custom Tackle Osmium Jigs. You heard it here first.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think that's a. I don't know if we discussed this already about how I'm broke from fishing. Also, or
you're not ready to make an investment in osmium and tooling for that.
I don't really have that.
Joe, he's from Omaha. He's a Husker. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen a few things. Like, I've seen the Clack and Fritz sides and the new Rapla crankbait, but I haven't really dug in to look at anything in like, great detail. So, all right, we got customers lining up. See, what if we did a Kickstarter and there was pre-orders for the Osmium jigs? How many pre-orders do you need on Kickstarter to get into Osmium jigs, AJ?
I don't know. I'd have to look into it.
All right, this fall, we're going to have AJ back on right before Christmas, right between Black Friday and Christmas, and he's going to share his business plan, and we're going to launch the Kickstarter for Osmium and let you know at $18.99 per jig how many pre-orders he's going to need to launch them.
Yeah, we'll have them all sold and out the door in January, too.
There you go. Yeah, what is it? I think the new Zaldane swimbait actually came out as a Bass Mafia?
Bass Mafia, yeah. Bass Mafia rebranded everything. They went to I saw their boxes are all now like the Plano boxes with just the one latch. Which is, that was the worst part, I think, about the previous boxes.
What's up, Jason? Nathan says he fished the tungsten jackhammer right next to the original, and the fish did not show a preference. So I think the JDM jackhammer is actually tungsten, or they have a tungsten version of JDM. Yeah, I mean, if we wait too long, Blockett will beat you to it. So
no, that's too new school for him.
That's true. It's a mix, like the Bass Tech tungsten grass jigs, football jigs, flipping jigs, those are all like 97% tungsten. But then like the Bass Tech tungsten shaky heads are a resin blend of tungsten. Ooh. That's we might have to co-brand this with Megabass. Maybe you could do a collaboration with Megabass on these. So even like a 10-ounce jig would be $20 just in head material, not counting hooks, labors, paint, tooling, labor, markup, wholesale. So you could sell net heads for like 40, 50 bucks a pop. And take those up to Vermilion, the most snaggy lake ever created. I haven't even looked at the Mafia swim bait, honestly, yet.
Yeah, I feel like usually I'm all geeked up for ICAST, and I haven't looked at it hardly anything. I played football in high school, and I was told the only thing I could block was the wind.
Well, that's good, because Nebraska has plenty of it, right?
Yep, they do. No shortage of that.
Because Iowa sucks, right? Is that the joke?
Okay. Colorado blows.
Here we go. I like where we're going here. Now we're thinking NFT jigs.
Hey, and then you can say people copied you. Just
right. You could airbrush NFT. Can you airbrush an NFT, or does it have to be digital? Oh, here we go. See, I like the green line thinking we got tonight. There's some big ideas happening on the stream tonight. I might have to make this a private stream. There's so much like intellectual property being shared tonight that we're probably going to have to privatize this, and only the people that saw it will know all the great ideas.
Nope.
Nope. It's too, too expensive. It doesn't look like a grasshopper, so it can't win. Yeah. Like, it's too practical. It'll probably actually catch fish, Joe, so that automatically qualifies it as a winner for best in show.
I was actually watching a buddy that owns Wall and Ocean Creations. They're doing a live video today, and they were going through the new product showcase, and they found their product is right next to the slobber knocker. Like, no one's ever going to see your bait.
Or is everybody going to see it because it's right next to the, like, they're going to go look for the slobber knocker. That's, and then true. This will be next to it. That could be good, actually.
But it is a walleye bait, so.
Oh, yeah.
Not that they've put in the marketing to get their, or get to the best new product anyways.
They actually got, Arsenal's got some new Ned baits that actually look pretty decent. I got my hands on them. We'll probably, they're up in my boat. Otherwise, I would literally show them. Let's see here. I thought they actually looked pretty cool. I haven't tried them yet, so. Come on. Why are they not here? Thought I saw. Okay, they don't have them on there yet, or they don't have them correctly categorized. It's hard to sell things when you don't know where they are. All right, great stuff. Sorry, I mentioned it. Just erase that from your memory. All right, so next week I promise to show them off, and maybe they'll actually have them on the website by next week. So that's a good story. All right, well, I feel like things are wrapping up tonight. So last call for questions. Anybody's got any questions for AJ about bait making or general fishing questions? We can answer those. If you came in late, we got some good nuggets, some good talk on bait making, how to get started, things like that. You can watch the replay on Facebook or YouTube, or if you're listening on the podcast, shout out to the people who listen to MP3. That's a growing audience. We're getting like over 500 people per week listening to the episodes on MP3. So that's all another great option. You guys can download, search Hella Bass in your favorite podcast app. What is your favorite way to watch the replays, AJ?
I try to watch them live. It's tough for me to listen. I've watched some of your replays, and it's hard because I want to interact. So try to go to the live chat, and it's not there.
I think but you can't. Like, it's scrolling there, yeah. But you can't actually, like, you're like, wait, nobody's ever going to see this.
I mean, that's definitely my favorite part about the live streams. I try not to miss any of them if I can.
Yeah. That's the one thing I feel like we try to do here is keep it more interactive than most streams. I think it makes it part of the community. And obviously AJ is a big contributor, as well as many other of you guys. So that, I guess that is kind of the angle we have to make it more fun and interesting for sure. The Bantam Arma joint sounds fancy. Haven't seen it. I'll have to check it out. What's up, Trey?
I think the live target big legged frog's going to win. I don't know what it's actually called, but
yeah, the new live target frog that looks not much different than all the other live target frogs, but it'll
except probably for it has a single hook and it's exposed. Doesn't make any sense.
Great. I love slop and heavy cover and exposed.
Yeah, I love live target frogs too.
Yeah. Have you messed with any custom hard baits ever?
No. I'm yes.
You got that new worth. You got that new Cover Glide gill coming soon that you're working on?
No. I've tried and it's not for me. Like, I've made balsa baits. I made a really good one. Then the problem is I couldn't make a second one, you know.
You don't got the knack, the Big Marty, to just kind of just
Nope. I'll sit there and look at it, and it's uneven. And I think I make it even. Then you end up taking them off, you know, more off of one side than the other. I spent a whole winter trying to get into balsa. And...
Huh. Interesting. So you scratched that itch, found out it wasn't for you, and moved on.
Yep.
He loves to catch them on a shaky head, Michael, I think. That's his favorite way.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite way, but I would say it's what I'm best at. It's hard to beat a frog. I mean,
You were complaining about going to lacrosse.
Yeah, but you were the only one catching them on a frog in lacrosse, pretty sure.
He's got a fish slower.
That's actually, like, I guess I'm just not used to, like, fishing big, expansive areas with a frog.
Sure.
Like, I love target casting with a frog.
He actually doesn't even like bass. He's more of a walleye and lake trout kind of guy. He's always had a thing for the linders. And...
If there were lake trout, like if lake trout were readily available around here, I don't know if I'd fish or bass.
So Jason says, is there a good place to get custom jig molds made? I don't even know. Like, have you ever looked into that? Like, do you like buy one and modify your own, or what's, I guess it depends on how custom you need, right? Like,
yeah, like how custom you need. I mean, there's places out there that'll do it, but I haven't looked far enough into it for it to matter. I mean, there are plenty of places. If you get on like the Facebook groups, I think it's like lead pouring jig. It's some lead pouring techniques or something like that with jigs. There's a lot of people that talk about it in there, and there's, you know, people who help you out. But mm-hmm. for me, I modify, do it molds. For what I need, and not much modification. Usually it's with a
little drum
rubber mallet.
Oh, just
yeah.
Put the hook you want in there and then smack it till it fits, and then
yep.
Yeah. So I guess it depends on what your modifications are, Jason. If you just want to tweak an existing mold, you can kinda probably get by that way. If you need something like truly, truly custom, then yeah, maybe check out one of those Facebook groups.
Plumber's Body Works too, to fill in things that you don't want there.
We're doing good, Benedetto. Thanks for stopping in. Awesome. So, all right, dude. Well, thanks for coming on. Yeah. I'll have to look at my schedule and see if we can make that Okoboji thing happen, because that sounds pretty sweet. And everybody would want to see AJ in the back of the Camus in a video, right? Throwing shaky heads.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't want to see that. yeah, we're going to wrap it up too. So, thanks for coming in, Mainstream. As always, everybody, how to help you guys catch more big bass, suck less.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin' buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow, is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.